This week's episode has been brought to you by the very generous donations. That's right, shuns by Joseph, Avery, and Lori. Thank you so much. You too could be a hero by going to thedadpodcast.com. For just $24 a year, you could change our lives. Enjoy the show.
Listen to me, listen to my words as they vanish. Let's go chase the sun.
Welcome to the Dad Podcast, episode number 149. We are here. I am your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, Paco Lancini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley. How are you today, good sir?
I am annoyed.
And so it begins.
Yeah. Right. I am fucking sick of my kid.
Oh, no. Yeah. All of your kids or just the one?
Just the one.
Just the one. All right. Well, maybe we can work on it. Maybe.
Oh yes, yeah. No, I'm hoping. I'm hoping my mood will be improved.
Do you need? What do you here? Do you want some music? Do you need something? Do you need something cool to lift your spirits?
I just need all of you, and I need him to stop being such an ungrateful little shit.
Uh-oh. Oh boy. That's yeah. All. Exactly.
Uh-oh.
No, it's like everything you do, it's like, well, of course you had to do it because you owe me that.
Yeah.
And then when you don't do something, then you just get shit.
Yeah, tell me about it, buddy.
I'm sorry. All right.
No, it's
I'm hogging the limelight.
No,
I
you're not
do that.
You're not hogging the limelight, man.
Look, just he's just a little fucker. That's what he is. And yeah. and there's no amount of whatever I do, and we've come to an agreement that I'm just going to stop talking to him.
Yeah, so, and that's probably the best way. You
know I think
mean?
So. I think
just
so.
Just to go to your separate corners, and we've all had this as parents. You know, you're just feeling it,
right?
That's all. It's teenagers, I imagine. I don't know. I have toddlers.
So. I think it is. I think you are going to have your hands full when the time comes along, because I was nice to mine.
Yeah, my kids are bona fide assholes. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they're genetically engineered assholes.
They learned at the foot of the master. Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. Yeah. I had to pick it up on the street.
I need to throw this apple about 40 yards
yes.
in order to pull this off. But I
think so.
It's all right, man. It'll get better right now.
Because you had a bad day.
Don't lie. I didn't know.
I didn't know that part.
Why did he have to bring our looks into it? Fuck you, Daniel Powder. Now I've turned on you, my friend. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I also have had a little bit of, we'll get all of our badness out.
Yeah, get it out.
Because we have a very nice email and some funness waiting for us from the listeners, who are, by the way, very funny. If you're not listening live, you are missing out.
There's a whole other, as many times as you say, listener so-and-so says yeah. something, there are 10 you don't have time to read.
Oh my gosh, right now, just listen to me and hear this. There is a mom taking a shower right now while she's listening.
I did not realize that.
Naked woman. Listen, she said that her speakers wouldn't be loud enough, but I think we all know what we would prefer to imagine happening right now.
Right.
I think that it's, you know, she's just in there getting all lathered up. And
yes.
her poor husband is sitting there creepily watching her.
As well he should.
Right? As well he should.
Just to keep a balance in the force, Luna's wearing two layers of clothing.
Well, she showers. Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Just in case I stop by. Just you never know when Justin right. might do a little bit of a pop-in
yeah.
or something along those lines. All right. So my thing is I have recently realized that, and I'm sure that you also being of the stay-at-home dad tribe, mm-hmm. will experience this, is that I get emotionally attached to meals. Now, not in the way of, you know, like eating my feelings, although I do that kind of too. I'm not going to lie to you. I do that a little bit, but it's more in the Like, I just want everything to be good. I want it to hit the table at the same time.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I want them to have a Red Lobster experience.
Yes.
That's what I want them to feel. And it does not work out that way. Like, and I've joked about it in my stand-up. The worst it ever got was there was a time where Natalie told me she was going to be off at, like, 6. She strolled in the door at, like, 6:27.
Oh.
Nary a text message, nary a heads up, nary an email in today's world. You know, she couldn't fucking tweet my ass to let me know.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to keep the meatloaf warm, and you know what I mean? And I got upset, and I go, well, I hope you like dry meatloaf. And I got a little upset. And so recently she had the same kind of thing happen where it's like this weird thing where I just know. I know when when it doesn't work out, when I'm busy with the kids or I just feel a little fucking lazy on that day, and I just sit there and I start things 20 minutes after I should, and then I'm under the gun trying to play catch up so everything's ready. That's the day she gets right off at 5:45.
Right.
But the day that I'm on it, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm cooking something new that I know is going to be delicious.
And it's just all coming together. And
it's all,
good.
Everything I've got, everything is, I've got it all
juices
timed
are
out.
Flowing.
I'm listening to music. I'm dancing around. The kids are happy. You know, that's the day she's going to be 45 minutes late.
Right, right.
And so this day she was like 20 minutes late, and I put rolls in the oven to warm.
Right.
And I turned the oven off.
Yeah,
because I was like, well, they've been in there for like
right.
5 minutes.
You're gonna coast down.
I'm gonna coast down with the temp on the oven, and oh god, they got all crispy.
Sure they did.
And it's just sad. It's sad. Here's the thing. I don't know. I don't like to get. I know everybody's gonna laugh at this, but I don't like to get sexist on the show. But here's the thing. I've been joking around and really trying to write a lot of stand up about this very topic because I feel like. Ladies seem to resonate with this a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like when I tell my story about shopping for bras for Natalie, it's the most entertaining part for me is watching the men's faces literally gloss over. Like they just they don't hear me talking. That's it.
Right. Right.
All they're getting. And the ladies are like, oh, they're kind of, some of them are like looking at me with a befuddled, you know what I mean? Like your dog will sometimes stare at a stereo speaker. Like, what the hell is that? I've never heard you two before. You know what I mean? They're giving me, some of them are laughing, you know what I mean? But I like the befuddled ones that they're like, how do you know this stuff? You know?
Right.
And but my point is that I get those rolls out of the oven and they were crispy and I was fine. Like she saw me at lunch. I was in a great mood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My poor wife knows what it is to be a husband and to experience like what can only be joked about as female-esque mood swings.
Right, right.
Like she might as well assume that I am in a constant state of menstruation, I would imagine. And that because she comes home from dinner and I go, motherfucker, and I throw the the rolls away. She's like, what happened?
Right.
And
right.
And I keep telling her, I go, listen, it's not you. It's me. I get like, it's not your fault. I go, she goes, but well, what's wrong? And she keeps trying to get it out of me. I said, OK, I'm going to tell you what's wrong. But just so you know, I know that it's unfair. OK,
right.
So just. Know that I'm aware of that, and I am processing that right now, trying to fix it. But I told her, I said, it's just really frustrating because it seems like the minute that I try to get dinner hitting the table at that exact moment is the minute that you come home late, and then it kind of falls apart, and I want things to be nice. And I go, I need to – because and then it sucks because you're feeding the kids dinner at 6:30, so you can all sit down and have a family meal.
Right, right.
And then they got to get to bed in like a half hour after that. And then – but really all it does is it makes my wife feel guilty because she's having to work and pay bills.
Right,
like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but hang on. But that's not even all you're really talking about. You're saying give me an effing heads up because I am doing something here based on you.
Right.
Yes. I understand. I got three of them are all in their different corners. All three of them are on some electronic device or another. And I shout out like a madman, 15 minute, 10 minute warning, 5 minute.
Like
and
a stage manager?
Yeah, like a stage manager. When dinner's ready.
Thank you, 15.
I'll hit the bell. I'll ring the bell, hit it repeatedly. That means it's on the plate.
Do you really have a bell? Please tell me.
I do have a bell. They bought me a bell.
Like a Beldman's bell?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's
I absolutely
awesome.
Do. And that's the point at which Luna's going to get up and go to the bathroom and wash her hands. I'm like, no, now it's getting cold.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be garbage by the time you get out here.
The unfair thing that you and I are doing is that it doesn't really matter.
Well,
it doesn't matter to them. You know what I mean? It's not like they sit down and go, oh, it's cold. You know, like if they did.
Maybe yours don't.
No, mine don't.
No,
mine never
complain
do.
About any number of things.
And I feel bad because I know my wife works hard and I want to take care of her. mostly because I would like to enter her vagina.
Yes. Yes. Ulterior motives. Okay.
No, in all honesty, I do. I appreciate the work that she does. I know that, listen, I could tell you without a shadow of a doubt that my job is a lot harder than hers, which is another topic of conversation yes. that this will transition us into. But so my point is that my new thing is, and I put it out to the moms, or if you, we have stay-at-home dads, yeah, Lori in the chat room saying your act of service love language was bruised. That's all. It's true. And but it is, and that's the thing. It's like, here's what I need to do. I need to learn that it's not going to be perfect. And that really my objective, because my wife has told me, she said, just feed the kids. When I come home, I'll eat when I eat. And then yeah. I could say, you know, on her day off, when I know exact, then I'll cook a really nice meal that she likes or something, you know, something along those lines. I mean, let's be honest. We're not having Lancini-esque food. I mean, this guy, he can cook like the Dickens.
But I don't.
You made like a pink sauce and came over and there was prosciutto and shit in it and like fucking vodka or wine or something. Yeah. I don't know. I was drunk.
It was
and
a vodka
carb loading.
Sauce.
It
yes.
was great.
Yes.
It was a win-win in my mind.
Tonight was grilled cheese sandwiches. I got three people eating one thing, so that was a win.
Nice.
Right there. Let's see, sourdough bread, and then had a little bacon in Luna's.
Yeah.
Had some extra slices for...
do you do the fake and bacon, or you like you take raw bacon and...
No, I started faking it because okay. I just... I mean, the,
I'm not
the,
judging.
The pre-cooked stuff. I used to cook it from scratch, but it was so inconsistent in how it came out. And these motherfuckers are like, well, wait a minute. That's just a little too
yeah.
soft, or that's a little too hard, and it's much easier
just to do the pre-cooked
and pre-cooked,
warm
yeah.
it up a little.
See, but if I don't warm it in the microwave.
Bacon,
I do warm it up on the stove.
Yeah, but if you went full-blown bacon, yeah. I would have been like Denver Drew-esque mad at you. You know what I mean? Like, these motherfuckers have it too good.
Yes, well.
You know what I mean? Over there and...
But they're these works of art when they come out, and they're just they're cold, greasy messes 4 minutes later. So yeah. get your fucking asses in the room and sit down and eat the goddamn
food.
So
I think we both could stand to have a little bit of an emotional disconnect
yes.
from this meal that we prepared.
Yes.
And really, here's the reality of it. The reality is that this is our work. This is our job.
Yes.
This is what we do. And the reason I'm talking about this is I know that this is a show for dad podcast, and it kind of sounds like a fucking knitting circle right now. But let's be honest. We have a lot of moms that listen to the show, and they listen to the show because it gives them insight into the male brain. And yeah. it just so happens that you and I can also offer insight into the female brain to a certain
right.
extent.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, and like
yeah.
if you're the guy who's working and you come home a little bit late, just have something nice to say. Come on. And I know it sounds stupid because you have nothing to apologize for. And,
right.
and if you have a woman who doesn't give you shit about any of that stuff, just know that that's a good thing to have because mm-hmm. I have a penis and I will still be frustrated with my wife making a fucking living.
Right.
Who gets angry at someone for making a fucking living? It's completely irrational. But here's my point.
Yes.
So the other thing that happened since last we recorded
yeah.
is my wife and I had a whole weekend off, and we spent lots of time together.
Oh, wow.
And one of the things that came up in this topic of conversation was, I can't even remember how it got brought up, but she was like, you know, she goes, well, it'd be nice if I could have, you know, been a stay-at-home mom, but that
yeah.
option wasn't available. And I said, what? I said, hold on a second. What do you mean wasn't available? She's like, well, because of the nature of your job, I had to go.
Right.
I go, okay, now listen to me. First of all, I could tell with all honesty, and I after we've had a conversation since then, and I wish
yeah.
she could come in here and sit down and defend herself.
Right.
But I think this is what, you know how they, in Israel, everybody has to serve in the army?
Yes.
In America, okay,
mm-hmm.
if you are able to have, fuck paternity leave. I don't need paternity. You know what I need? I need like halfway into, you know, the first year, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I need a role swap.
Yeah.
We need to accommodate and have some tax dollars go like so the tax dollars could subsidize whatever company that whoever is the primary worker. Right.
Yeah.
That they can go and somebody can come in and fuck up their job for 5 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it doesn't really affect or just have some like a packet that you have to prepare that you just hand them. And then they go to their spouse's cubicle and they just
yeah.
have to do this fucking worksheet that kind of simulates the environment
right.
of what they're
right.
in.
Right.
And then meanwhile, the poor jackhole who's in the cubicle all day comes home and gets yelled at and disrespected
right. Right.
and has to have catty fights with ladies in the carpool lane at the,
yes.
you know, the pull up and drop off at the school and has to have bullshit arguments with $8 an hour yard duties about when their kid can fucking walk in
yeah.
and when he's not supposed
right.
to. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
They need to have all of that. And And then everybody, I think, for at least a good year, will just appreciate everything. Yeah, my thing went to sleep or whatever. But you know what I mean? I think that's what we need to have. And so, but I told my wife, I said, listen, that was the other thing that we started doing this week. Now we have Saturday night, fire night. My wife purchased, I think I mentioned on the show, she purchased a nice little propane fire pit.
Yeah, yeah.
And we always, our thing is that we go, well, she'll put the kids to bed. The routine is that I'll have the kids bathed, and then I do teeth, and then she'll read them a book. That's her, like, time one-on-one with each of the kids. Yeah. And then I'll usually come out, play a video game, or if I have to go out and do voiceover auditions or something like that, that'll be my time to kind of disconnect. And then after she's done, she immediately does her nightly shower. And if I have not purchased tickets to that, then I will continue doing whatever it is that I do.
Yeah.
And then
I got to get on Stubbs.com, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way. StubHub. It's going to be doing. We should get them as a sponsor. But the so anyway, you go because Stubbs.com, that's a very
that's a
different
whole
website.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah.
That's just pictures of my junk and all its girthy glory. But no, so we'll come back and then we just watch a show. But there are nights where there's not really a show that we're way into.
Yeah.
That it's not on, right, and we're just kind of like, I guess we could fill it. Now, we take advantage of that time. We're going to go out, and we sat for 2.5 hours having a conversation.
Wow.
And that's when I took that opportunity for us to bond and for me to set her dumb ass straight. Where I said, let me break it down for you, bitch.
Yeah.
Let me just put it to you this way. I will never claim to be an amazing husband. I will never claim to be an amazing father, okay? Like, I'm not amazing. But if there is one thing I am very good at, and I will refuse to be told otherwise, it is giving that woman exactly what she wants. You know what I mean? Like,
I told her. You talked about this before.
I told her. It's like, you know, all you have to do, wouldn't it be nice, Paco, to have in your life, so you just say things to the fucking ether, and there's a magical fairy that dances around and makes all that shit happen for you. Like, chances are, if you are the person who's working full time and there's another person who's taking care of your house, that's your fucking magical fairy who's you know, making sure your retirement is all in fucking order and that the mortgage and utility is all paid for.
Believe me, I wish I'd married you.
No, you don't. I'm very rough in the sack. I know I'm not gentle. I take all my rage out on that hoo-hoo. But my point is that I told her, I said, listen, I go, if there's, I may not look like Matthew McConaughey. You know what I mean?
Well,
and I may not have Ron Jeremy's cock. You understand? I may not be able to fling that cock like Wilmer Valderrama. You understand?
Right.
But if there's one thing I can do to make up for all that I lack, is that all you have to do is say, I don't like this car. I need another car. Boom, car. There it is. Car. It makes it happen. I'd like a house. Boom, house. There you go. You know. So all you've ever had to do, because I said, what in your life, how much of what you have asked for have I given you?
Denied? Or
I said, have I given you? And she goes, a lot. I said, is it a lot? Is it a lot?
Or is it everything?
And she goes, well, like, I guess everything. Oh, you guess everything? Keep digging this hole, bitch.
Well, and that was the last fire night they had.
Yeah, exactly. It was the first and last.
Yes, he buried it.
But here's the reason I bring all this up, because I think everybody's been there. You know what I mean? And here's the thing. I think Rachel, even when we started doing episodes early on with her, is that this to me is like, I'm going to get more, I've been leading a lot of good housekeeping.
I got it digitally.
Because Natalie made fun of me. I found a cool thing to keep the grout. You know how the grout, if you got a tile shower, the grout will get dirty from the mildew. And in Burbank, we have mineral deposits in the water,
it's terrible.
Really bad. So I found this Boom, OxyClean with bleach.
Yeah, sure.
So it smells like off like hell.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you got to tear out a wall to ventilate, but then build that wall back.
What I do is I shower while I use a Kaboom.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah.
And that's why you have such a pale complexion.
Yes.
But the
and the pounding headache.
I thought it was a vitamin D deficiency. No, it turns out just he went full-blown bleach. Not the anus. He went full-blown bod.
Everywhere.
So no, and so I found on goodhousekeeping.com that if you put some Rain-X, like a clear coat deck cleaner that's a water repellent, the water beads up and doesn't get in the grout. So I haven't done it yet. I'm going to do it in a few weeks.
Tell me how that works.
I know. It's going to be awesome.
So wait, you do it the whole wall, just top to bottom.
Cover it all in, and then you probably have to put a coat on there every so often, but but it should beat up the water and repel it. But here's the thing, and I know that there are people listening, like fucking Lori from PA has probably got 18 bajillion things of what a better way to do it. Or she just rebuilds a shower. She goes, fuck it. It's dirty. Let's take it out, honey. Let's put a new one in. Get the pavers from the backyard. We're going to make a paver shower, kids. So she was making fun of me, but I've been now I've got off on a tangent and I don't know where the fuck I was.
You lost your place.
But my point is that, that's what it is. You get the soapy scum buildup.
Yes.
And you have to cleanse it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what was happening is that, you know, my wife is sitting there thinking she wishes.
Right.
She's doing me this great service.
Yes. Her feelings were the soapy scum buildup.
And then I had to remind her because I am not a good husband. Uh-huh. I am a dickhead. I had to say, so you could make about 50 grand a year just sitting on your ass. You could pull that off. Is that
right? Right.
We could do it. We could totally switch right now, and guess what? All this shit that you see, all this ready, that all fucking goes bye-bye.
Well, you kaboomed her problem.
I did.
You did. Here's the thing. It's nice to know that you treat your wife.
Your poor family. Baco just like Bruce Wayne his kid so he could bring the dinner bell. Diego's in the studio right now because he brought... That's a fancy bell. Thank you, Diego.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now he wakes him up. Thank you, son.
Your bell, Mr. Baco.
It's a very fancy bell they brought.
It's great. That's awesome. Was that like a Father's Day gift or a birthday?
Father's Day or Christmas. I can't remember. Awesome. I had asked for it for a while.
But so that was the fight. They didn't really get aggressive or anything. Most of what I'm saying, I mean, I said exactly what I'm saying, but it was luckily everybody was in a good mood and everything prevailed. But I can't recommend enough. Not that this show is an advice show by any means, but please, you need to go and have. Oh, somebody's saying they're going to vomit. I don't know what about. But anyway. So have that time. Clear out the soap scum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get it all out there. Because I told my wife, I said, listen, I go, if you really want to be a stay-at-home parent, especially at this point, like I've decided that I think we all can agree. I'm fucking hilarious.
Right.
But I've decided stand-up comedy is not really the lifestyle for me. There are like five clubs that I love going to and working and then and trying to get in because I have fantastic people that listen to the show that are like, oh, come out to Portland, come out to, you know, wherever. And I wish I could. I want to. But it's like it takes more than 8 months of just emailing someone to go there to make $500 maybe.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, fuck me. And then I miss my wife and my kids. Now, this I never get tired of doing this.
Right.
I never. You know what I mean? But also makes me a lot less money.
Right.
But anyway, I'm babbling now.
Marginally less money. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, no, that's pretty well. Here's the thing. You take away that CD royalty money of my albums getting played, and I'm broker than a joke.
Okay.
All of my puffing up on my chest and my swinging dick, it all just shrivels away. And
right.
I'm no different than your son. Like, yes, Miss Natalie, what could I get you this evening?
Yes, exactly.
Then all of a sudden I become her doormat. But, hold on. We have a caller, so let's find out.
Wow.
Maybe I'm saying something that talking out of my ass or something like that, so let's find out who this is. Plus, now we get to try out the new call system.
This is very exciting.
All right, caller, you're in the 503 area code. Who is this?
It's Ashley.
Oh, the recently banned Ashley. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys?
I'm doing well. Are you calling to yell at me from what I'm talking about or what?
No, I'm calling to tell Papa that he's not doing his kids any favors.
Oh, shit. I need a high horse.
Please, please. Please tell me more.
All right, let him have it, Ashley. You should know Paco does not have the ability to ban you.
That's right. I don't have the authority to ban you, so you're free to fire at will.
So let it fly, Ashley.
My kid's only 22 months old. He's already vacuuming, mopping, puts his laundry away in his laundry basket, puts his dishes in the sink.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
And he's 22 months old?
Yeah.
I like this.
That sounds great. Call me in 15 years.
I like the Pacific Northwest sweatshop you got going on.
Yeah, right.
I tease, Ashley, but no. I like it. I think it's... Here's the thing. I mean, I had a conversation with Jacob. Oh, there he is. That's him. Is that him or the vacuum? Oh, now I'm a dick. I'm a
brain. No. He fell putting something away.
Now, what made you, honestly, what made you come to this conclusion that you're like, I'm going to have him start vacuuming and stuff?
Oh, he loved it. He just started doing it himself. He would get mad if I took the vacuum from him. He just started doing it himself. So I was like, go for it.
And so you let a, and here's the thing, so you're saying it's not like you sit back and have a glass of white wine while your 2-year-old is, you know what I mean, doing his weekly routine of vacuuming the entire house, but he's invested.
Oh, no, I start vacuuming and he comes over, grabs it, so I sit down and watch TV. And then when she's bored, then I get up and start vacuuming again.
So you guys tag team it.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
It takes forever, but...
It takes forever.
At least I'm teaching him how to do this stuff so that when he grows up,
right,
he'll be self-sufficient.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. My brother recently, I kind of went through this with my nephew where he was going away to college.
Yeah.
And he didn't know how to do laundry. And my brother and sister-in-law were kind of making fun of him. Like,
right.
I go, I don't think you're getting the message here.
Yeah, right.
They don't teach you that in high school. They don't have home ec classes anymore. Well, that's awesome, Ashley. Thank you so much. Unless there's something else you wanted to say.
The only other thing is, thanks to you, my 2-year-old will be getting a Amazon Fire thing for his second birthday.
I like the way you said that, Grandma Ashley. Why is it my fault?
Because you're the one who, like, you talked about the knobby, and then you start talking about the Amazon Fire, and of course my husband started doing his research. Pretty much, I married a nicer version of you, which is just awful.
Man, Ashley coming back from the band swinging for the fences. Look at her go.
Yeah, she really is.
Well, I like that he also has the same name as me. So it's chances are.
There's a few other things that I found out that I didn't need to find out were the same.
Oh, really? Is he also not circumcised?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How did you zero in on that so quickly?
Well, it has to be the only thing, you know what I mean? If there's one thing Ashley does not want to imagine,
yeah,
I'm sure she's a big fan of the other Justin's cock. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure she enjoys...
I'm a very big fan of
it. Right, exactly. But, but here's the thing. I think all ladies would agree that you look at it. It's not something you want to look at. You understand?
Yes.
It's more you want to pretend like you're a blind person and you're reading the cock braille with your vagina. You understand?
Well, in my case, it's the best thing you're going to get to look at. Everything else around it is a gigantic mess.
No. But so the only thing that I think would be more off-putting than being able to know what that looks like visually is that there is also another one out there of a similar name. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Although I will put big amounts of money on that your husband's is much larger than mine. So just know. It comes with being nice. The angrier you are, you're just compensating. It's like buying a big truck with a lift kit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You're just compensating for the small pee-pee.
This is just a suggestion that perhaps all of the yelling is frightening it back inside its shell.
It could be true. It's turtle heading.
It's turtle heading.
If I found a little more zen approach, all of a sudden it'd be touching my knees.
Yeah, it might freak out.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, I didn't always yell, so maybe.
That's true.
But I was probably bigger, and I just didn't know.
It's entirely.
We learned a lot here today, Ashley.
Yes. I'll keep that in mind, Ashley. At this point, whatever they get, they deserve.
Yeah.
My kids.
Oh, okay.
Whether
are you talking about the women with your penis again?
Whether
no. How about
you and Justin
come up to Portland for like a week, and let's see how your kids just handle themselves.
Yeah, dad swap.
So you're saying we leave our kids by themselves here in Southern California?
Well, maybe not the little ones, but the big ones, they can handle themselves.
Oh,
I can bring them up here, and they'll have to deal with a week of me. And believe me, I would love a week off of not having to clean anything.
Yeah.
I just teach them how to clean the toilet whenever they miss.
Yeah. I like this. Ashley's going to do a little home ec boot camp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, she's going
to... I'll even have them raise the baby.
Exactly, yeah. She's going to teach them everything. So they're gonna show up to Portland, and then Ashley's just going to
be
like...
What is your major malfunction, numbnut?
Yes, people are asking me to send my children all over the country now, it looks like.
We're trying to help you, Paco.
I understand. I'll tell you what. You all have a deal if I can send Luna too.
It's a package deal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. We could drink in the backyard.
Oh, Luna, was Luna a big drinker? Does she like to partake in
adult beverages? She has more adult beverages than I do, but okay. I wouldn't call her a big drinker.
She probably has more than I do, too.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine Ashley and Luna drunk together?
Right.
Oh, this is already getting too sexy for me to handle. Ashley, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to jump off. I'll talk to you later, though. Thank you so much. I love you and your husband. You guys are the best.
Okay, bye. Can you say bye?
Bye. Adorable. That guy's cute. Oh, that's funny. Good times. Well, let's get into our, since we had a phone call, let's do more listener feedback.
You've got mail. Yeah.
What's this? A letter for me.
Keep those cards and letters coming.
So we had a very nice donation from a gentleman by the name of Avery, and he sent a nice email with it as well. It says, Justin, I've been a big fan of yours and of the show for many years and have been listening since before Bill left. I can't begin to count the many laugh out loud moments or the times I've been nodding my head in agreement while listening to you share your experiences with fatherhood, life, and all the crazy shit that comes with that bargain. To put it simply, you have helped keep me sane while navigating this crazy whirlwind we call parenthood. Thank you for all that you do, and Paco as well. And please know that you have really made a difference in your listeners' lives. I apologize for not supporting you and the show in the past, but hope that this donation will at least pay for the last 4 years. I've been a deadbeat listener. Kind regards, Avery. P.S. As a single dad, I would love to hear more guests on your show that are single dads as well and may have some pointers for guys like me. And the reason I read that out loud is because I thought it might be a nice way for anybody on Facebook or something like that to kind of throw out a comment or anything. Because what I like, too, is it happens in the chat room when we're doing them a show.
Yeah.
Where people will get to, like, they'll check in and kind of, you know, people start to get to know each other. And right. So maybe there's somebody else who's kind of going through. I don't know. I mean, I feel like in a lot of ways, I can't even get it out with a straight face. Well, here's the thing. It was funny. Yeah. I'm a big Adam Carolla fan. And one time, I think I've told this story before, but one time he talked about a fight he was having with his wife where she was frustrated because he was working all the time.
Yeah.
Now, in his case, he literally does pay for everything.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Like, he's doing it all.
Yeah.
And he goes, and his wife says, I feel like I'm raising these children by myself. And he goes, you mean with the full-time nanny that I pay for?
Right.
And the fact that you don't have to work? Is that,
yeah.
It must be really hard for you. And I know what she's saying. Like, she's just saying, like, I wish you could be invested. But at the same time, I know what he's saying. He's like, listen, I'm putting lights on. Like,
yeah.
that's what I'm doing. I'm making it so nobody has to worry about money for a long, long time. And maybe that's just what I'm good at. And
maybe
we all should buckle up for that. But so anyway, thank you very much, Avery. And I will do my best to find some single dads that were out there. The other thing I wanted to get to, because this is one of my favorite things ever. We talked about the lies that parents have said to their kids. And one of the questions that I thought would be fun is, what kind of crazy punishments did your parents use on you when you were young? And listeners, we have the best listeners ever. Oh, my gosh. They are so funny. And so this comes to us from Josh. He said, when my sister and I would fight, we would have to sit next to each other and hold hands until we were peaceful. My sister is 18 months younger than I am, and we fought like cats and dogs. She would wait until mom wasn't looking and squeeze my hand with all her might. And so, you know, guys, my wife and I also got a big laugh out of all of these. Anna says, if we were awake late in our room making noise, we'd be woken up the next morning with my mom banging pots together. I don't understand the reason to this day. And that's what I love the most about these things is like, there's a lot of them that we kind of look back and go, what the fuck?
Why was I doing that?
Ashton says, if I sassed my mom, she would squirt dish soap in my mouth.
Ugh. Ugh.
I like when they go old school, but new school. You know what I mean? It's not the bar of soap. They go liquid soap.
Yeah.
Because that's got to be harder to get out. That's awful.
Yeah, it gets into the crevices.
Josh says, my aunt was our babysitter, and she was in a wheelchair. When we would get in trouble and try and run from her, she would use the handle of her cane to knock our ankles out to stop us. We would fall face first to the ground. Right in the crevice.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love that you... Your idea of keeping your kids safe is to bring somebody in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
No,
clearly, she is handicapable. That's true. She is very handicapable.
That's true. That's true.
She freaking kung fu'd their ass. Lindsay says, when I cursed or talked back, my mom would put Tabasco on my lip or tongue. Now I love spicy food and have the mouth of a sailor.
She's a keeper.
Lacey says, 5 or 10 minutes of brushing my teeth with ultra-strength dish soap after I dropped an F-bomb on my 8th-grade band teacher. I also got the belt for that one. And then she put in parenthetical, a year later, the same teacher made me drum major of our high school band. If you don't know, that's kind of like the head honcho student the high school band. And we are friendly to this day. Bob says, typical belt, wooden spoon, or sometimes a plastic coat hanger. And that's the one I don't get. I've heard people talk about this, but I feel like a coat hanger is just too flimsy. I like the aerodynamics of it.
Oh, my God.
You know
what
I mean? The wind passes through it really easily, but I just don't – I feel like it does – a wooden spoon, I've gotten hit with a wooden spoon and a belt, and that really connects.
Yeah.
But I've never gotten clipped with a plastic hanger, so I'm sure there are people listening that are like, oh, no, you are glad to have never experienced
that. Right, right.
But he says, can't say I would do the same to my child, but I deserve the ass whoopings that I got, cussing at my parents, flipping off the school bus driver, and telling her to put her mouth on something.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Bob, you're my hero. Thanks. Nowadays, it's child abuse, which is the real fun of this to me is that it's true in a lot of ways.
There's nothing anyone's describing now that people wouldn't get arrested
for. I think everybody listening to the show has had that moment where you looked at your parent. And I had a joke in my act where I talk about, if you hit me, I'm calling the cops.
Right.
And that was the worst beating you ever got of your life. I've had friends that have the story where they would say that, and then they would get just the shit beat out of them, and then they would hand them the phone, go ahead. Go ahead, call the cops.
Right. I think I saw a Bond villain do that once.
Mike says, when I was about 10 or 11, I was playing Little League Baseball and formed the bad habit of stepping away from the ball when I took a swing at it. My father's solution was to take me to practice and would throw a fastball at my head anytime I stepped wrong. It's so jacked up, but this, the reason I'm laughing now is because of this. He goes, I stopped playing baseball shortly after that for some reason. Not sure why. Marcella says, it's not crazy, but I came home with a dry erase marker in third grade that my teacher had thrown in the trash. And my dad made me write an apology letter and have my teacher sign it.
Oh, my God.
My dad, they used to always, I'm sorry if I've told this story before, but my dad, they used to have a thing at the beginning of the school year where they would explain the terms of discipline that they would use. Like, say, your child will get yelled at or maybe
what the escalation will be.
Yeah. And then, but they said, we will never hit your child or do anything like that. And so my dad would always write a note and send it back. And at the second day of school, every year in elementary school, till they stopped sending that stuff home, I would go to the teacher. He goes, oh, it's not a permission slip. And I'd have to say, there's a note. And then they would read it. And my dad would put on there, feel free to hit him if necessary, and then sign and date it to make it legal.
Wow.
if we had a notary in the family, he would have notarized that shit.
Yeah. You know, that's funny because in a way that wasn't for them. That was for you.
Yeah, exactly.
It was letting you know that you weren't off the hook.
Mm-hmm. And he wanted them to know that he was like, go nuts. Like,
right.
Let me know. And
there was wanted them to know that you might show up with mysterious bruises.
Just so they know what's going on.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's great because one principal finally figured out, but she got promoted to superintendent of the schools in Modesto shortly after this, is that one time I did something stupid in first grade or something like that, smart off to a teacher or whatever. And she goes, do I need to call your father? And man, that was my kryptonite. No, please, no, please don't. Please, that'll hurt a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Our dearest friend Ashley says, when I wouldn't get out of bed, I love this. When I wouldn't get out of bed in the morning, my mom would yank the blankets off me until I started sleeping naked. Which also kind of makes me, I hope you've carried it. If you're still listening, Ashley, I hope you have carried out this habit
tradition
into adulthood.
Yeah.
I've made a deal with my wife that if I get down to 190 pounds, I get 2 weeks straight of coming. She has insisted she has to at least wear underwear.
Yes.
Because she has some kind of weird neuroses that she thinks there are the bugs.
Oh, she was talking about it here. Yeah, yeah.
She thinks the bugs want to live in her cooter.
Right. And what I was suggesting on that occasion is that I think what it is she's afraid that the bugs that do live in her cooter will escape if she's naked.
They're keeping all the pH imbalanced in there?
Yeah.
I don't know. But then she says,
was that one of the negotiations hard fought by the fireside here?
Yes.
2 hours?
No, that was beforehand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what are you at?
Right now, I'm at 199, so I'm knocking on the door.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I kind of forgotten about that part of the deal.
Yeah.
So now that's just good that we're talking about this out loud.
Sure.
I'm going to get a little eye of the tiger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I'll get a little bit of her pink eye.
Get an eyeful of the tiger.
Ow! Oh. Then she says, so I started, she started sending the dogs in to jump on her to wake her up until I taught them to jump up and lay down with me. Then it turned to iced water. I would cover myself as best I could, but that sucks. And wooden spoons for spanking. The weirdest was I got grounded for everything, including books. The only books I was allowed to read were textbooks for about a month. I slept a lot during that time.
Wow.
This is Heather, who's a great mom. She's a comedian, very funny lady out of Omaha, and has been on the show. She says, when my brother and I would fight, my dad would draw two small circles on the wall, then make us stand still facing the wall with our noses in the circles. We weren't allowed to move until he said so. I love all of these. I really, truly do. I think they're all amazing, but it's so funny. Like that's the other reason why I want to say this, because there are other parents listening to this like me going, can you imagine getting your kids to even come close? No. They would just look at you and go, fuck you. Like,
right, right. They're not afraid enough.
Let's see. Jane says, my dad made my brother pound nails into a piece of wood, then pull them back out. Don't remember what he did, but we all remember the punishment. That seems so weird to me. Shannon of Denver Drew's lovely bride, she says, my dad took my bedroom door off the hinges for a week when he got tired of my slamming it all the time, which I will do that.
I did it, I think I said last time, on one occasion, just took it off for, it wasn't even probably an hour. There was enough tears and upsetness, and I think I made my point. And you can see how it worked out. It really, it just cleaned everything up, and they've been straight as an arrow since then.
Hashtag nailed it. They're petrified. He could snap at any minute, Diego. Yes. Joey says, if we didn't wake up the first time my dad came to get us, he would go fill up a super soaker. It didn't take long before we heard the running water would jump up yelling, we're up. It's so funny too, the difference between moms. My mom would, she was home, she would go, Justin, it's time to get up.
Yeah.
It's time to get up, sweetie. My dad would literally just come in and throw it, get up! and then he would come in. But I had a paper out, too. And if I didn't wake up, oh, my God, he would beat the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Mark says, my mom had one saying, dead children tell no tales. I forgot. I wanted to try and find that Pirates of the Caribbean because I want that drop.
Right.
Dead men tell no tales. We never questioned her. She would also threaten us that if we weren't good kids, she would take us to the bathroom and beat us, and no one would ever know because bathrooms are soundproof.
Oh, my God.
Again, we were just kids and had no idea about acoustics. She ruled by fear, and never once did I challenge that.
Oh, dear.
And here's the thing. Like, I know that we're all sitting here. We're all very lovey-dovey people. And was listening to this, but I just feel like we're in the wrong time for parents. I mean, the emotional release that these people
the golden
got
age of parenting has passed.
The emotional release that they got to experience of just giving and no guilt. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like married sex to me. You could, even if you're not religious, you have a little premarital sex. It doesn't feel as guilt-free as that. I don't know. That's how it was for me.
No, I understand. Like casual sexism in like Mad Men, you know, that time. They could pat a woman on the butt in the office. They didn't feel bad.
Yeah, it was just
normal. There's nothing wrong with this.
Exactly. My mom would empty our dresser drawers on the floor in a huge pile of our rooms if our rooms weren't clean, and swipe the tops of everything clean to the floor. So, like, I guess clear off, like, the top of the dresser as well.
Gosh.
While we were in bed, almost asleep, then wake us up and make us clean. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my eyes are watering. James says, threaten me with the axe through my surfboards. I stopped.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Matt says, I remember you telling that story he's a friend, I guess, of James. That's funny.
Oh, that's funny.
Colleen says, we had to open and close the door 50 times without him hearing it as punishment for slamming doors. I don't think I ever slammed the door. I was too afraid of my dad to do it.
Yeah, well, you should have been.
My dad was very
big. Why do you think I was peering out my window in terror that he'd call me?
Going to a project later?
Yeah. You mean, what, me? Oh, yeah. Just give me a call.
Beep, 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 poop, 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 pee. Gosh. Yeah, because when I do that with my kids, like, he was always very big on driving the point home that this was not my house, it was his house.
Yeah.
So I always felt like I was renting.
Right. And you've passed that along to them.
Yeah, exactly. Hence why, remember the first time I came over and you were talking about putting blinds in Diego's room?
Yeah.
And then you called Chad in to say, this is what I'm thinking about putting in your room. What do you think?
Yeah.
And my jaw just hit the ground like, What the hell difference does it matter what he thinks? He's not paying them. Like, it just right. It makes me go blue screen. My whole brain crashes. Like, I don't understand.
That's funny.
And then his reaction, like, if my dad actually asked me, this also flashes in my head. If he asked me, what do you think of this? I'm like, this is a test that I'm about to fail.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm Jennifer Garner being discovered by the CIA.
Yes, right.
they're coming. I go, you have to answer correctly every single time. I go, I don't know. Like, I would just go, what's happening? I don't understand. And then the last one, it says, Jonathan said, we just had to wash walls over and over and over. They didn't look dirty, but we washed them anyway. And my brother and I couldn't talk at all either.
I'm not sure if that was a punishment or if he just had a crazy parent who had an OCD.
It sounds like a mess pelt toddler is what it sounds like.
And you're swinging back. That's funny.
Oh, that's good times. So we have some other. I didn't tease this properly. But before, do we have to do it? Oh, my gosh. That was a quick show. All right. Let's do some quick articles. And then I found the most amazing thing ever on the internet.
Okay, good.
I am so happy about this. And I am going to literally play every single episode. It's a 5-minute YouTube series that I found. And I will play every single episode on this show because you will enjoy every single moment of this. And then I'm going to also try and do it.
And he's not even overselling it.
Here's a fun article.
I've never seen it. I don't know
who's what he's more important about. Member of the family? This is, I think, in your family, this is going to be really obvious. Your pet or your mother-in-law?
Oh, well, the pets.
Yeah, I would kill that dog in a minute, and I still love him more than my mother-in-law. I am sitting there. You know how you'll do like progress or something. I'm just trying to think of a race type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
To me in my brain, they couldn't race fast enough to death, my dog and my mother-in-law.
Yes.
But they did. They did. Took a survey that says, who's more important member of the family, your pet or your mother-in-law? Believe it or not, a new survey, the family pet won. 22% of people say that their dog or cat is a crucial part of the family versus 21% who said that their in-laws are. Another great interesting thing is grandparents did beat out pets, but not by much. 26% said grandma and grandpa are a key part of the family. I thought that was great. And then this is fun for the dudes. These are some facts about body hair. I just thought it was interesting.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm sorry. You said my mother-in-law or my pet.
My pet. Yes.
But isn't my mother-in-law also a grandparent?
Yes.
It feels like the mother-in-law falls into both categories.
Well, here's what you're right. And that that's interesting. Yeah. What do we do? That ruins the whole thing.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Look how sad it's made me. I was so happy to live in a world where pets were more important than in-laws.
Yes.
Here's what I think it is. I think, I wonder if my grandma, maybe that's the loophole I need.
Well, because
like great grandparents are grandma, right. Grandpa.
Yeah, right.
Here's what I think it is. I'm going to go with this, that there's a differentiation. So for instance, I'm saying that my parents, because they are grandparents, are more important at 26% than my in-laws. And theoretically, absolutely, Natalie would say the same exact thing.
Okay.
I think that's what I would, I would imagine. It would not be the case in this case, but in my situation. Oh, God, I hope she doesn't find this on the internet. She is desperately trying to be my friend on Facebook, BT Dubs.
Oh.
And that is a scary, scary time.
Your mother-in-law.
Yeah, it's awesome. The 5 best things to eat. Oh, wait, no, that's not what I wanted. I wanted the body hair. Here are a few random facts about body hair for you to suck down before you start your weekend. Body hair doesn't last as long as the hair on your head. Your body hair only grows a few inches because it has a lifespan of about 6 months. The hair on your head can grow for years. And I never understood that. You know what I mean? Like, especially if you shave your tiddly bits. You know what I mean? Like, theoretically, the way we should have evolved is that, you know, once you hit about, I don't know, 20, that hair should stop growing.
Yeah.
But I guess it's constantly falling out on some level, but you don't really. Well, it's all being deposited on urinals. I know that as a
that's
guy.
That's true. Yeah.
That must be. I always thought that was the only place it went.
And on sandwiches at Subway.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah, that's true.
No, hang on.
Like a limbo wormhole.
Look, if there's anything to evolution, I don't even know why we still have pubic hair.
Right.
It's covered up all the time.
Yeah. Although I don't mind it on the ladies.
The pubic hair or the not pubic hair?
I don't mind the pubic hair. Here's the thing. I don't want you ever see that picture of Demi Moore with where it looks like she's smuggling a Muppet in her crotch.
I don't think I have.
Oh, well, buckle up for that, everybody. Oh, no. Here it comes. this is, you know, back in the 80s where it like it went full all the way around.
Yeah. And, Wolverine.
Yeah. She was smuggling some kind of raccoon, muskrat type situation. Here raccoons. It is. Buckle up. Oh, that's an edited image. I need to. Oh, man, this is going to be hard to find. Well, we'll keep talking. Why would you talk about it and then put a star over it?
I don't know. Why don't I search for it?
Here it
while
is.
You
I got
talk.
It. I got it right yeah. there. Look at that in all its glory. I'm going to zoom.
Holy cow.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? I know this is a visual medium, but if you just Google Demi Moore Bush.
What is that? Is that her headshot? What is that?
That's her commercial shot. I don't know what it's from, but I just know that that was passed around on the interweb a little while ago. Like, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like a little, I don't know, a little tuft, a little how do you do? I'm a grown-up lady.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I'm not against that, I guess. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why I'm talking about this. I'm sorry.
I have no idea how we got here. But
your body hair has muscles. Believe it or not, your body hair has muscle fibers. It's what makes them stand on end when you get goosebumps. I always thought it was just the follicles, like where they come out. But no, there's also little muscle fibers within it. Body hair might be tied to intelligence. And I bring this up to all the ladies who maybe are maybe into a hair. My mom is very into hairy men, which is great because my dad's like a fucking Sasquatch.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always funny to watch her put her like fingers in it. But it says that according to a study from the 90s, the more body hair you have, the more intelligent you are. Researchers found that most male Mensa members had more body hair compared to the average guy. And I think it's just the body hair made them reclusive to vagina, so subsequently they fell into the cleavage of a textbook,
yes.
If you would, instead of the folds of labia. But I don't
know. Josh says regarding that photo of Demi Moore, God damn, it looks like Lionel Richie between her legs.
Dancing on the ceiling. You could shed up to 150 hairs a day. The average for most people is around 100. Hair color can be indicative of genetic disorders. Blondes tend to have a higher percentage of learning disabilities and eye problems. That's like the worst blonde joke ever. Brunettes are more likely to get addicted to smoking, and redheads are more susceptible to pain. Isn't that interesting? I'm guessing because they're afraid of the sun. That's the only thing I can think of.
Maybe.
All right, so now we'll save the rest of it.
I was going to just bash on gingers, but I decided not to.
Enough. You just did their N-word equivalent.
Oh, that's true.
This is a fun story. No, nobody cares. We have one, and he's across the pond. He's not going to come here. Sorry, Robin. We don't.
He couldn't be outside that long.
Podcast 101 guy, Jason. He's also, because I think his Twitter handle is Angry Ginger. I've never met him face to face.
But he wouldn't mind my using the word if it's in his own.
Yeah, exactly. Unless he's like, no, listen, unless you have a redheaded friend. Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny is I had never, this is complaint, well, whatever, it doesn't matter, nothing to do with parenting or anything else, but having to do with hearing inappropriate racial slurs.
Uh-huh.
I had accompanied Luna to a race that she did over the weekend that I mercifully was not. I'd done it the year before, so there was some nostalgia involved. So I was standing around waiting for her, and there's just tons of people. And at one point, one gentleman of color sends another gentleman of color off to do something. And he, who had the one he sends off, had been lounging, and they're friends. And the first one says,
"This is the worst bar joke
I've
heard."
He says, "You ain't done working, Ann."
Whoa.
But he said it in such this offhanded way, and I'd never kind of been there, like, in the jungle, so to speak, when this is not going well. I'd just never sort of been right there where that kind of thing happened. And I thought, the way he says it, it sounds fine.
You immediately pulled your pants down a little bit and said, right?
Yeah. I said, that's right, Ann. You run for that. And then I was beaten within an inch of my life.
So everybody might have heard the big news that Hillary Clinton. That's right. Everybody's got.
Speaking of Ann's.
Hey, uh-oh.
Somebody, I should have said that. Somebody, thank you, Bull1117 in the chat room. I need to give you guys access to the chat. I can't do it all. I'm like driving a nuclear sub here.
Yes. Jesus. You should turn over the sound cues to the people in the chat room.
Wouldn't that be great? I wish there was a way I could really do that. So everybody heard that Hillary Clinton announced that she was going to be running for president.
Yes.
And I think of everybody who would be upset about this. This is a viral video that you might have seen pass around on Facebook or on the YouTube, or unless you're living under a parental rock like me, you didn't find out about it.
Right.
But this is a young man who evidently is either a Republican or a Democrat, but he's very upset that Hillary is running for president, and I think you'll enjoy why.
I want to do it for president.
Instead of Hillary?
I want to run for president.
Do you think maybe you can do that when you're a little older?
No.
No? Do you think you're ready to be president?
Yes.
What would you do if you were president?
Play. With toys.
And toys? All right, so you're Zeke and you're running for president?
I'm running for president.
You are? Okay.
So this little boy has a pacifier and everything, and that's an edited version of the video. I think the name of the video, Zeke is not ready for Hillary, if you want to find that on your own. But what's great about it is that at one point she goes, do you think you're qualified to run for president? That got edited out. And he goes, I don't know.
Which is oddly enough, the same way that Hillary answered that question when she was asked.
Well, it depends if you're looking for personal emails and all that stuff. Before we do this big thing, big thing, I forgot you have a fun story of a Luna story that
just
happened.
Just a little. We almost stumbled upon the same kind of thing ourselves here just a minute ago. I was standing next to these two ends. And no, I'm joking.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I can't tell you how much I wanted to actually say it. It would be so much better, but I don't quite have the balls.
Oh, that's funny.
No, stuff. I don't like surf the Twitter or whatever that's called. I don't do any of that.
Thanks, Grandpa Paco.
But I did see somewhere in there something. There's a singer. Her name is Pink. And I don't. I'm sorry. None of this is going to work out. It's all going bad.
No, please keep going.
Okay.
You sound like an 80-year-old man. There's a singer. Her name is Pink.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know if she has like a real name that maybe people would know. Well, she wasn't born. She didn't pop out, and they named her Pink. Anyway, but I know. Luna listens to the music.
The music
by the Pink, and so, and there was this thing. There was sort of that she had responded to people who were insulting her or ganging up on her about how she looked in some pictures at an award show, and she just had this very cogent and very like just an awesome and inspiring and empowering response to her detractors about it. And I thought, Luna would want to, you know, hear this thing because it ties into so many of the body issue things that Luna is wrestling with. So I showed it to her, and it all stemmed from some photos that had been taken of her on a red carpet or whatever. So then Luna said, well, I've got to see these pictures. And so then Luna typed into the internet, Pink photos. And she did not get photographs of a singer on a red carpet. She reeled back from the computer screen rather quickly. You know, delete, 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 delete. Get away, back up. So this is phrases you can't type into the internet at work, certainly. Pink photos. Anyway, there
it's
you go.
It's unfair because you guys are not old.
Right.
But really, well, like, it's like, old people, this has been old people play with the internet and pop music. Like,
right. It's, well, seriously.
It's funny that it's like, I want to see pink photos. What? Eyes. My eyes. Pink is, by the way, very hot in this broadcaster's opinion. She's got some great music. You have to have heard this song. This was like a part of every trailer that was ever, when this came out. What year was this? I don't know. 2010? This is the Pink music, is what this is.
Okay. The Pink music.
For anybody who took their toddler to see Home this weekend, you'll know that like that's how the O or whatever, the boof talk. This is the Pink music that you are the enjoying.
I am so excited that I have no idea what you're talking
you're
about.
You're welcome. All right, now it's ready. It's time. This is nothing short of the most amazing thing that has ever hit the interwebs, as you would call it.
Yes.
The internet for parents. I don't know if any of you have heard of this. I don't know if it's become incredibly popular, but just buckle up because I am about to change your parental lives, everyone. It is that real. It is that serious. It is a series known as Truth or Drink.
Uh-huh.
And they do it with couples, where it's much like a truth or dare, where you can either decide to tell the truth or you could take a shot. And they have done it with parents and their adult children. I watched all of them today. I'm going to play for you. Episode one. It's 5 minutes that I know you're probably sitting there going, I'll never get it back, but you're never going to want it back. This is just, you know how they'll do like this season on House. That's the last time I watched a show live. This is just like a trailer of the whole season. Buckle up, everybody, and enjoy Truth or Drink, Parents and Kids. There's also a series with couples as well that's also entertaining. But
what's your favorite sexual position?
So this is a father and a daughter. The father just asked the daughter the question. And he's reaching for the bottle.
Oh, God.
She said doggy.
I'll go first. Excuse me. I'm David, and I am her son.
My name's Lynn, and this is my son, Tyler.
I'm really nervous for this.
Do you
want to
take
half? I'm probably the first one I'm going to take a shot.
Did you perform oral sex on Dad?
Did I perform it? It's not a three-ring circus, not Barnum and Bailey.
Did you perform oral sex on Dad?
She's like an older Asian lady.
I don't know what they mean. Okay.
Dad's private parts, you put your mouth in it.
Oh, he made himself sick. He goes, oh.
Oh, really? Do you perform oral sex on Mom?
Like today?
No.
She hadn't showered yet, so I left early.
Oh, my God. That's so gross.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever drink, smoke, or do drugs when you were pregnant with me?
Nope.
I kind of feel like, because of who I am, that's untrue a little bit, but that's okay.
When did you lose your virginity?
I lost it when I was...
Please don't tell me sixth grade.
No.
Okay, thank
seventh
you.
Grade.
Seventh grade.
I'm just joking, I'm joking.
2 months before I turned 17.
Not too bad. I thought I was younger. Sorry. That's the way she dresses.
Eighth grade.
What's something I do that embarrasses you?
On Facebook, one of the things that you do is that when you leave a comment, you leave it in the format as if you're writing a letter to me. Like, dear Brian, nice picture. Love, Mom.
Have you ever had a threesome?
Yes.
Oh, all right. That's what's up.
He fist bumped his dad.
Have you ever had a threesome, and would you? I don't need you to answer that. I don't even want to know the answer to that.
Well, since I was... from the 60s or 70s, who didn't have threesomes?
Ooh. Yes, I have.
How was it?
Stick to the cards.
Who's your favorite child?
I don't have a favorite child. I like you both the same.
I think that's a lie.
No, it's not a lie.
What is your favorite sexual position? Please drink. Please drink.
She's in the chat.
Me on top.
She looked out to the crew. She goes, me on top, to tell her room full of my camera.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I love this.
This is so weird. Question.
What's your favorite sexual position?
When your mom pretends she's asleep.
Oh, do you send nude images to people you're dating? I hope not.
Images or videos?
It says... images.
Oh, images? Images? Sure. Videos? No.
He mouths to the camera. He goes, oh, yes, I do.
Oh, my goodness.
If there's one thing you'd change about me, what would it be?
I'd want you to be less selfless. You care too much about other people and you don't put yourself in front, ever. And you need to figure out what you want for your birthday.
Oh, God.
Don't.
Have you ever stolen from me?
Yes.
I mean, they're the easiest ones in the world.
I'd have my... I took the TV the other day.
She took my TV freaking 2 weeks ago out of her bedroom, a big screen.
I didn't know how long they were gone on vacation. I was like, you know what? It's light. I'll bring it back.
When I get old, will you let me live with you or will you put me in a home?
I'll put you in a home, but I will definitely visit.
Can you believe that? Man, I can't believe that.
Believe it.
When I moved out, were you relieved or sad?
I'm sad.
I'm crying. Don't cry.
Me too. Well, that's rude. That's not the right question to ask a peer. I was very sad.
Oh. I look really ugly when I cry.
Me too.
So cute.
Okay, here we go. Let's drink to that. There's two us.
And they have a shot together. Isn't that awesome? Oh my gosh, it is so, so great. And the first, so that's episode one, and episode two is the father and daughter that stole the TV or whatever, and then he said, you know, his favorite position is when his
wife is pretending to sleep. Oh my God,
and it just,
I love that.
It does not disappoint from there. So, listen, you could go find it and watch ahead, but subsequently, every episode from here on, I will be playing one of those episodes.
I'm putting it up
at facebook.com/dadpodcast because this is the best thing on the internet. My first thing I did when I found it, too, is I sent it to my dad. I sent a link to it, and I said, the next time you guys are here, you have to come on the show and we have to play this game.
All right. There you go.
Because I think it's going to be very boring because my family's so open.
Yes.
But I'll be honest, you should have me
in the room.
No, because then I don't know that they'll be honest. I don't know that they'll tell the truth.
I see.
It's weird. My mom, especially. If this is just us in the room, she'll forget about the microphones, especially if she starts drinking.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Well, that was going to be my question is, first of all, there are no minors involved here with the drinking.
No, those are all 16-year-old kids.
Are they?
Is that not right?
No, I can't
see
it.
To be fair, they flew everybody to Europe to make it.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's funny.
I think all these kids are well into their 20s.
Okay, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
That's number one.
I like that that's what you're worried about.
You can't enjoy it. I just wanted to clarify.
We're not doing anything illegal by watching this,
are we? When you first mentioned it on the phone to me, I thought, that sounds funny, but illegal. You know, I didn't understand that.
We're not going to play it with our kids.
No, my kids.
But on my kid's 21st birthday, I'm playing this.
Because right.
Here's the thing. The lady comes and says, you go to watch the video, and they have a list of questions.
Yeah.
And they also have the one for couples that is just, it is fucktastic.
Okay, well, I will definitely go there. But okay, so first question was what their ages are. Second questions are, audibly, I couldn't quite tell, but it did sound like people were getting drunker.
Yes.
And thirdly, you can't tell with the Asian lady because she sounded drunk.
Exactly.
There you go.
Well, and what the couples one, they get really drunk because there's a lot of questions that the couples don't want to answer. Like, what's the craziest sex thing you did with an ex? Nobody answered that question.
Right.
Everybody just took the shot. And they start saying, yeah, we're getting a little drunk. But with the parents and kids, because most of the people that are doing this are actually involved in the project. Like the guy who said, considering how I am today, I don't believe that you didn't drink or smoke. I'm pretty sure he's either the producer or creator or director. Because in the couples one, they say that this is the producer's parents. These are the director's parents that are doing the couples one. And it's a lot of fun. So check that out. Truth or Drink, Parents and Kids. And if you don't have the time or whatever, buckle up because you can at least hear the audio, or you can find, I'll put a link up at facebook.com/dadpodcast. Absolutely incredible. So that was our show. Send us an email to show@thedadpodcast.com. Give us a like at facebook.com/dadpodcast. All of the Twitter, everything is all in the description for this show. You could listen live at mixlr.com/dadpodcast. Please do me a favor, even if you don't have time to listen to it, go to iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from and check out Justin is Married, Booker is Single. It's my other show that I do with Chris Booker. We just got picked up by CBS Play.it. It is official. They have launched it. They have taken my feed away from me.
Oh,
and
wow.
Now the CBS Play.it owns it. They are in charge of it. And for the more downloads we get, the more money we get from them. So I would greatly appreciate that. Please continue to spread the word about the show. Tell another person, especially if they're like-minded and you think they would have a good time talking about dirtiness and their parents and getting drunk with their kids in 20 years.
Right.
And Paco's going to tell you about a fantastic banner at thedadpodcast.com.
Well, here's what you got to do. You got to go to the Dad Podcast website and scroll down to the bottom of there. You will find a banner. And that banner will take you, once clicked upon, to the Amazon website where you will bookmark it. It's a popular phrase the kids are using, bookmark that. I think is how they say it. And then every time you return to that Amazon website via that bookmark, you will spend your money to buy things, and we'll see a little bit of that money here. We'll have a great deal. Thank you.
Thank you. In the beginning, I thought you sounded like Bill Cosby.
You know,
the
there
victim
was a little
of his own roofie.
Yes, I did. As I was doing, I thought I sound a little bit like Bill Cosby, but unintentionally.
But he drank the wrong drink.
Yes. Oh,
thank you guys so much for listening. On behalf of Paco Lancini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley, this is Justin Worship saying stay frosty, everyone.